Phillies hosting the Mets on Monday night. Jacob DeGrom starts for New York. Jared Eichhoff on the mound for Philadelphia. Let's pick things up in the top of the fourth.
0-1 pitch off speed is cranked in the air, deep to right field, and heading out of here. Jay Bruce reaccommodates one into the bleachers.
3-2 coming to Granderson. Bruce runs. Granderson grounds one. Hernandez on the backhand has to go to first with it, and it gets on by Stassi, and Bruce will go all the way to third.
Walker hits it out to right center field. Tagging at third is Bruce. The throw is coming home. Not in time, and the game is tied. So that goes behind him, and Cabrera stares out at Ramos.
And McCannon's been thrown out of the game.
I was just reminded that when Asdrubal Cabrera hit that walk-off home run at Citi Field last September against the Phillies, it was against Ramos. And he had the big backflip. That could have been what precipitated this.
So Jay Bruce, who homered back in the fourth inning, will face the left-hander Joely Rodriguez.
Bruce cracks one to deep right field. Forget that. That is way out of here. Jay Bruce with his second home run of the night and his fourth of the year. And it's 4-2 New York in the eighth. In there for a call, strike three, and the ball game is over.
Addison Reed slams the door shut in the ninth as the Mets hold on to beat the Phillies 4-3. Jay Bruce provided the power at the plate for New York, recording his 21st career multi-home run game. Terry Collins' squad got a win in the series opener against the Phillies. Here's the skipper's thoughts after the game.
Steve, outside of the month and a half he was here last year, this is the, you know, I haven't seen him like this, so I'm just, I know it's there. I mean, you're not an all-star as much as he is to not, you know, it's got to be, it's in there somewhere, and I'm glad it's right now because we're not swinging the bats as a cumulative team, and I'm glad that he's doing what he's doing because we certainly... We need him when he steps up. He just battles enough that when he needs to make a pitch, he makes the pitch. And that's why I think he's so good, because he just, you look up and even the nights, like you say, he's off, he still gets you deep in the game. I mean, when you're more shocked than anything else. I mean, then there was talk about some other stuff, but it was surprising.
It took Jay Bruce 29 games last year to hit four home runs with the Mets. He's matched that mark in just seven games this season. Here's the slugger talking to reporters after the win.
I think a consistent approach, consistent routine, really kind of concentrating on letting the game come to me a little bit, but also being ready. I know that's kind of all over the place, but, it's just a, you get to reset daily. You know what I mean? So it's... something that I every day I go in and I work on, looking for the right pitches and taking the right swings at the right pitches and just hoping something good happens.
Given that most of the team's off to such a slow start, I mean, what's it mean to pick them up a little bit here?
Oh, it's great. Like you said, tonight just happened to me. But it's going to be plenty of other guys, plenty of other times all year long. I feel like a broken record, but I'm really, really excited because we have that type of team, that can really start clicking, and I just look forward to that. It's going to be great.
Sometimes it's simplistic things that describe why players are playing well. Is pitch selection really it?
Number one, yeah, absolutely. I'm a big believer in pitch selection kind of driving the bus, and when you get a pitch to hit, the at-bat needs to be over. You need to be out or safe, doesn't matter. I mean, obviously it matters, but when you get a pitch that you can handle, you need to put a good swing on and put it in play because you don't get a whole lot of chances.
Jacob DeGrom didn't get the win Monday night, but he did pitch well enough to keep his team in the game. Here's DeGrom talking about his team's performance.
I know I went to it later in the game. The two seam had more down movement versus across, and I was getting back on top of the ball.
Plenty more satisfying games like this for you because after the two runs, you're able to kind of battle for and keep your team in. Is that even more satisfying sort of an outing like this for you?
It's satisfying to keep the team in there and get a win, but you definitely don't want to have first innings like that all the time. That's not fun. But you're able to battle and, like I said, keep the team in the ballgame, and that's the main goal.
Jacob, it seems like you've kind of had this ability to go forth without your best stuff throughout your career. I mean, where does that stem from? Do you have it your whole life?
I'm not really sure. I think it's, like I said, early on, I didn't have good command. And then after that, it's pitch by pitch. I had some good defense behind me. Cabrera made a nice play. Guys were making good plays for me, so that helps out. And think it's pitch by pitch and just not trying to think too far ahead and focusing on getting that guy out who's up at that time.
Tensions running hot in the eighth inning when Asdrubal Cabrera got a ball thrown behind his head by Phillies reliever Edubre Ramos. Here's Cabrera talking about the incident.
Something like that could be in the works when you stepped up there. Did you think at all about that walk-off last year prior to that at-bat?
No, absolutely not. I mean, whatever happened last year, you know, and I think when you hit a home run to win the game, it's not like a do something to feel like it was worse, you know. So yeah. I mean, I just enjoy the home runs, and I think what he do today, that's looking back. You know? You wanna hit somebody, you gotta make sure to throw the ball down, not to the head.
Is that your immediate reaction in that moment? In that moment, is that the immediate?
I don't even know that was the same guy that he walked off last year. So yeah, so I mean, I'm not phased. He's a young guy too, so.
But in that moment when the ball flies behind you or up over your head, is the initial anger about the placement of the pitch more than anything else?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, like I say, you know, if you want somebody, you want to make sure to throw the ball down. Mm-hmm.
When did you realize that that was the guy you hit it off of?
After the game. I'm just fine now. But still, I mean, that's really bad way.
What did you say to him? Does it look like you said something
saying,
right away?
Yeah, what the hell are you doing? That was my reaction.
Were you surprised it happened in a 2-2 game like that in that spot? Were you surprised it happened in a 2-2 game that kind of?
I mean,
game?
That can happen any inning, you know. No matter how the game going, you want to hit somebody. You know, but early in the season too, I mean.
The series continues on Tuesday in the city of brotherly love, and it'll be a battle of righties on the hill. Matt Harvey goes for New York against Clay Buchholz for Philly.